get through. When we do, when we make it longer, but then we're
WRCT Pittsburgh is your favorite radio station. Shop, 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 shop.
Well, I'm gonna write the governor, tell him about his Georgia State. Well, I'm gonna write the governor, tell him about his Georgia State. Well, I'm gonna tell him to do something just before it is too late. When I was down in the Pacific fighting the Japanese, well, when I was in the Pacific fighting the Japanese, I had to go back down in Georgia and bow down on my knees. I got people down in Georgia that I'm afraid to go and see. I got people down in Georgia that I'm afraid to go and see. Well, I'm afraid that gang down there, they might lynch for me.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Make sense. Chop, 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 chop.
is for all the little girls out there. We got some girls out there tonight. I said we got some girls out there tonight. All right, then, this is for all you strutters.
Across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Farewell, my pretty little miss, I'm bound for Erin shore. Farewell, North Carolina, farewell to Tennessee. I'm headed east across the pond, you've seen the last of me. I'm going across the sea, I'm going forevermore. Farewell, my pretty little miss, I'm bound for Erin shore. Heck of my old right pedal, and head out in the rain. Hop on my banjo for a ride across the bound in Maine. I'm going across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Farewell, my pretty little miss, I'm bound for Erin shore. My gal is in the kitchen, trying to keep from crying, wringing out her hands and saying, you best come back alive. So I'm going across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Farewell, my pretty little miss, I'm bound for Erin shore. I'm going across the sea, I'm gone forevermore. Farewell, my pretty little miss, I'm bound for Erin shore. We'll be right back.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The lights and the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
Lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love.
In his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose, may an elephant caress you with his toes, may your wife be plagued with runners in her hose, may the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same."
I speak up, made it a witness. And as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. Man, bird of paradise, fly up your nose. An elephant caress you with his toes. Yeah, you might be plagued with runners in her hose. Man, bird of paradise, fly up your nose. Man, bird of paradise, fly up your nose. An elephant caress you with his toes. Yeah, you might be plagued with runners in her hose.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's a coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Loudmouth in the corners getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. Guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I've ever fought. And I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't. damn old ticket that he bought. 'Cause I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allen Coe. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I'd wrote. She said, Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been the Rhinestone Cowboy for so long I can't remember, and I can do you every song Hank Williams ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard, and I sound a lot like David Allen Coe. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw, and they'd never come to see me in this dive, where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my...
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh. I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine, but by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines, 'cause you know I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years, I find I've just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride. Go on back to the loved ones, the ones that I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home.
can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Her since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendell. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Depose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want to start today with some rare good news when it comes to just the process of voting in the United States. You know, we're waiting to see whether Democrats will be able to push forward the voting rights bill that Joe Biden has been talking about now intensely for the last week or so. But absent that, there are so many different ways in which Republicans are not even fighting the so-called battle of ideas, which they claim to prioritize, and instead fighting to win elections by subterfuge and deception and systems control rather than winning people's hearts and minds. So gerrymandering is one of these ways that Republicans have sought to and have benefited from manipulating the system, reducing ballot boxes in minority neighborhoods, limiting voting hours, trying to stop mail-in ballots, mandating specific IDs, including IDs that require that while themselves may be free, require documents which, if you don't have them, are not free to obtain, putting in place partisan actors to oversee the count or whatever the case may be. It's relentless. It's exhausting. And the first element of that that I mentioned is gerrymandering. And we have, you know, you've got to look at this big battle or this big war and the different battles within it. Within the battle around gerrymandering, we have a little bit of good news in one of those sub battles. And that news is that the Ohio Supreme Court has decided to throw into the trash the Republican gerrymandered maps and has given 10 days to fix it. The AP reporting, the Ohio Supreme Court declared Republican drawn legislative maps invalid Wednesday yesterday, agreeing with voting rights advocates that the lines were unconstitutionally gerrymandered. In a 4-3 ruling, the court sent the maps back to the Ohio Redistricting Commission to take another crack at complying with provisions of a 2015 state constitutional amendment, which requires there be an attempt at avoiding partisan favoritism. These maps in Ohio are so gerrymandered that there isn't even evidence that they tried to avoid partisan favoritism. Justices gave the panel 10 days and retained jurisdiction to review the handiwork. The dispute comes amid the process of redrawing legislative and congressional district maps that states must undertake once a decade to reflect changes from the U.S. Census. There's a bunch of interesting elements here, one of which is Republican Governor Mike DeWine, a member of the commission and whose son was among Wednesday's dissenting justices, pledged in a statement to work with my fellow redistricting commission members on revised maps. Think about that. Republican Mike DeWine is a member of the Redistricting Commission, and his son is one of the justices on the Supreme Court who said the maps are fine, that my dad was involved in drawing and writing. There are so many ways in which this is just absolutely insane, and you've got to fight these battles one by one, and this is the difficulty. When they have so many ways, you know, they talk about winning the battle of ideas. And the problem is they've lost the battle of ideas. When you look at the country and you say, do most people believe that the government has a basic duty to provide some health care to everybody, regardless of ability to pay? Very popular statement, not reflected in our elected officials, not reflected in the actions of our elected officials. When you say, well, what's the position on abortion nationally? Well, legal in most cases is the opinion of more people than ever before in the United States. Is that reflected in our elected officials? No. They're not winning people over in terms of hearts and minds and policy. They're winning with gerrymandering, making voting difficult for the people that they think would be to their advantage to make voting difficult for, all of the other things that I mentioned. And then when you even take the war and then you look at one battle gerrymandering and you look at that battle